This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. India and Germany yesterday signed multiple MOUs and agreements ranging from green hydrogen to innovation and technology to boost bilateral relationship. The MOUs and agreements were exchanged in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks. India and Germany agreed on the exchange of mutual protection of classified information. Both the nations also expressed their commitment for the Indo-German green hydrogen roadmap along with the innovation and technology. They also signed an agreement for the mutual legal assistance treaty in criminal matters. India and Germany also signed MOU on cooperation in the field of skill development and vocational education and training. Besides, the two sides also exchanged three joint declaration of intent in the fields of employment and labor, research and development on advanced materials, and green urban mobility partnership. Highlighting the importance of bilateral cooperation between India and Germany, the Prime Minister said that the Innovation and Technology Roadmap has also been launched in the joint statement after the 7th Indian and Germany Intergovernment Consultation. Both leaders reiterated the need for the comprehensive, just, and lasting experience in the peace of line with international law. They also noted that the negative impacts of the war in Ukraine with regard to global food and energy security, especially with development and least developed countries. The leaders expressed their shared interest in achieving peace and stability in the Middle East and unequivocally condemned the Hamas terror attacks on 7th October last year. The leaders expressed concern over the large-scale loss of civilian lives and the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The inaugural cyber dialogue between India and Italy took place yesterday in New Delhi. The bilateral meeting was co-chaired by Joint Secretary, Ministry of External Affairs, Amit Shukla. The Indian delegation included officials from the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, and Indian Computer Emergency Response Team. The Italian delegation comprised of representatives from the National Cyber Security Agency, the Postal Police, and the Cyber Security Service, as well as the Embassy of Italy in New Delhi. The dialogue takes forward the decision taken during the state visit of Italian Prime Minister to India in March last year, where both leaders agreed to expand bilateral cooperation in cyberspace. During the dialogue, both sides exchanged views on cyber threat, landscape, and national cyber strategies. The two sides also discussed protection of critical information infrastructure and mechanisms for capacity building initiatives. Both sides also explored collaborative opportunities in multilateral forums, particularly concerning recent development in cyber domain in United Nations. Both sides agreed to enhance cooperation between the respective agencies to foster a safe and resilient cyberspace. In view of Diwali and Chhath Puja festivals, Northern Railways will operate 195 additional trips of special trains from today until 7th November for the convenience of passengers. These trains will especially depart from the eastern regions of the country, which will be available from New Delhi and Anand Vihar railway stations in the national capital. Union Minister of State of Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs, Dr. L. Murugan, said that the Tamil culture is an integral part of the Indian culture. He was addressing a Tamil Culture Fiesta 2024 organized by Bhopal, Madhya Pradesh. Dr. Murugan said that Chandrayaan to cultural arena and business to employment, Tamil personalities are empowering the country by their dedication. Praising the Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat initiative started by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Dr. Murugan said that Prime Minister wants to unite the nation. In cricket, New Zealand have scored 198 for 5 in the second innings and take a lead of 301 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.